Now, with Mike sick, there was a lot to do. Mike got radiation 5 days a week and two different kinds of chemo. One chemo we called the big chemo, and he got that every 3 weeks, and that went into his veins and required him to sit with an IV for about 4 hours. The other chemo was the spinal tap chemo, and that went directly into his spinal column, and that he got every other day. So nearly every day, someone was escorting Mike out to the UCLA Cancer Center. Plus, there were a lot of other things for us to do, like stand in line at Social Security to get the exact right forms to try to get Mike onto Medi-Cal, or figure out how to get a disabled parking pass, or get one of the myriad of prescriptions filled. Mike, up until his diagnosis, had always been the most private member of our family. You really got close to Mike on his terms. Mike was actually a master at boundary setting from a very young age. In fact, as a teenager, Mike had a doorbell installed outside of his bedroom door. And as an adult, if you said something to Mike like, hey, how about dinner and a movie? Mike was apt to respond, yes, I could do that on Tuesday between the hours of 6:30 and 9, but after 9, I have other plans. So for someone like Mike to be sick like that and in my house with our parents there, it was a particular invasion. And we all just pretended that our parents were down on this extended visit. Mike had this habit of asking each doctor or nurse the first time he encountered them for their card so that he could verify their qualifications. And then he would quiz them on their educational background. And I'm not exactly sure why Mike did this. I think it just had something to do with him trying to keep control. But all I knew is that whenever a new medical professional would enter the room, my stomach would tense up because I knew at some point Mike would be demanding their card and then going over their history of work experience. The doctors prescribed Marinol for Mike, which is basically marijuana in pill form. And that's an accepted drug for cancer patients to help keep their pain down and their appetite up. But marijuana in pill form doesn't work nearly as effectively as it does in leaf form. Fortunately, our brother Bill, who lives in Spokane with his wife and kids, was able to get his hands on some real primo stuff. Bill's always had this talent. In fact, in high school, Bill would occasionally supplement his income by selling pot out of the family basement without our parents knowing about it, of course. And my mother would always say things like, you know, that Bill is so popular that his friends only stay for 5 minutes. After Mike's diagnosis, his condition was like a pendulum. Sometimes he'd be so sick, he'd have to spend the night in the hospital. And sometimes he'd feel well enough to go back to his own apartment, which we kept and was only about a mile from my place. But most of the time, he stayed with me. And when he did, this is how the sleeping arrangements were. My parents slept in the guest room, Mike slept in my room, and I liked to sleep on the pull-out sofa out back in the office. And after a few months, the line started to cross between whose house it really was. And I think this happened partially because, well, I have a lot of furniture in my house that I inherited from my parents when they moved from the big house to the condo. And so my coffee table and my end tables and my lamps are all the same things I grew up around. And to suddenly have my parents living there and my brothers around all the time, it started to feel more like I was living at home again. And I found myself walking around thinking, ugh, when I go to college, I'm gonna get my own dorm room and I'm gonna do what I want, and oh my God, I already went to college! It was really noisy and crazy in the house. And my brother Bill was coming down from Spokane again and again and again. And Meg was coming from Japan and relatives were showing up. And of course, Mike had all of his friends around. And instead of the Tchaikovsky that I was hoping to play in the afternoons, my mother usually had the Irish Rovers blaring. And the feeling at the house was really frenetic.